This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th if Mexico does not stop illegal immigrants crossing its borders. On Twitter, Trump said the illegal immigration problem needs to be remedied, and the tariff will continue to rise if it's not, starting July 1st. He said the tariffs would get as high as 25% by October 1st. The president said the tariffs will be removed once there is a resolution. Trump has made such comments before, accusing Mexico of not doing enough to stop Central American migrants from traveling through the country on their way to the U.S. Mexico's deputy foreign minister for North America, Jesus Seade, said it would be disastrous if Trump goes through with his threat to impose those tariffs. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol says more than 1,000 migrants were found crossing the border as a group early Wednesday. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it was the largest group of migrants ever encountered. More than 1,000 migrants crossed the border near El Paso, Texas, early Wednesday. Authorities say 934 people came in as families, 63 were unaccompanied children, and there were 39 single adults. Instances of large groups of migrants crossing into the United States have spiked since President Donald Trump took office. Since October, the Border Patrol has encountered groups of more than 100 people on 180 occasions. There were only 13 such encounters in the previous 12-month period and two the year before. I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S.-China trade war kept gains low on Wall Street Thursday, with all three major indices posting only slight gains. The Dow was up 0.17%, while the S&P gained 0.21%. The NASDAQ added 0.27%. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says Special Counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice. Barr said in an interview with CBS that though Justice Department rules prevent the indictment of a sitting president, Mueller could have decided whether Trump had committed a crime. However, as AP Sagar Meghani reports, there are calls for Trump's impeachment that are growing from some Democrats, and the president is dismissing them.
The president says they could try.
They can, because they're possibly allowed, although I can't imagine the courts allowing it.
Saying he did not commit a crime before giving reporters an impeachment tutorial on the White House driveway.
It's high crimes and misdemeanors. There was no high crime and there was no misdemeanor. So how do you impeach based on that?
As for what he in the past has called the I word.
It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel is in political turmoil after its parliament voted to dissolve itself just a month after being sworn in. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, voted for new elections in September after Netanyahu failed to form a coalition government amid infighting and high demands from smaller parties. Netanyahu, a right-wing conservative who has been in power for a decade, is furious. He said he did everything in his power to avoid what he described as an unnecessary election, especially since the public gave him a strong vote of confidence in the April polls. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz opened a summit of Gulf Arab leaders in the holy city of Mecca Thursday with a call for the international community to confront Iran to stop its regional interference and threatening policies. Speaking at a gathering of the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, the Saudi monarch noted the alleged sabotage of four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates and a drone attack on a key Saudi pipeline earlier this month. He described them as the latest examples of Iranian behaviors that are threatening international security and peace. And police in Hungary have arrested the captain of a cruise ship involved in a fatal collision on the Danube that left at least seven people dead. A boat carrying 33 South Korean tourists and tour guides and two Hungarian crew capsized and sank after it collided with a larger luxury passenger boat in a driving rainstorm in Budapest. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.